Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thank you guys so much for listening in. I know I didn't have an episode last week, but I'm hoping to make that up this week, and this very well could be the new Monday that is being posted on. But anyway, we have a special guest here today, Crockett Nilsson.
Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, no problem. And so, he's a good friend of mine. I know him from school. He's a great guy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know that you had some stuff you wanted to talk about. Where would you like to start?
So I'd just like to start with talking about my experiences growing up gay and how that worked out, and then slowly move on to now and how I've changed.
Yeah.
And how things are going now and what my future plans are. Okay. So like kind of like three stages: past, present, and future.
Yeah, nice. Go for it.
All right. Starting at from a young age, I think I started realizing I was gay back when I was around 8 years old. Mm-hmm. But back then, I don't know, I was really shy, really nervous a lot. So yeah. I didn't really say anything about it, kept it a secret for a long time. And it was kind of a bad zone, if you ask me, because like I kind of dealt with a lot because I had church and whatnot. And yeah. The church's teachings were that homosexuality was a sin.
Yeah, that's...
And so I was raised from a young age thinking I was a horrible person. And I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was pretty crappy for me, honestly.
I bet. That sounds horrendous.
Yeah, yeah. And then around 12, I think, I started to, like, realize, I got, like, really depressed. And I was, like, starting to have suicidal thoughts, which were bad, of course. And I got to a point where I was like, I can't take this anymore. So I was like, I came up with a solution. Okay. Here's what I was saying to do. I was like, rather than killing myself, I was going to have my parents kill me for me.
Ooh.
So I was going to be like, well, by doing that, I'll just come out to them and then they can kill me. Of course, that didn't go as I planned. And they're like, no, we're not going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, what do I do with my life now? So... Yeah, after that, I kind of just was like, oh, well, things are better now, at least than they were.
Yeah, exactly.
So I kept on just living, and then I was like, a few things went back to the way they were. I kind of went back into a little bit of hiding, not like I went back all the way into the closet, but like, they're like, you still have to go to church and whatnot, and so I still kept doing that.
Yeah.
In seminary, yeah. So I kept doing stuff like that, and then as I moved on to high school, slowly I started getting more out of my shell. Like, I'd start to get more rainbow clothes or something and just, you know, come out more. And then I think it was sophomore year, this year, junior year, is the year I joined GSA, which is the club at our school. It stands for the Gay Straight Alliance, or Gender and Sexuality Alliance. That's the newer title, but more encompassing. And yeah, it kind of died. So like, I kind of booted it up. I was like, I was like, it took me forever just to find the club. So I was like searching. I was like, I had to go first. I went to the counselor's office. I told them, I'm like, where's the GSA? They're like, you're going to need to go to a different office. So I went to that office and they're like, go to this room. I go to this room, find the teacher. I'm like, they said the GSA is supposed to meet here. She's like, oh yeah, that kind of died. I'm like, it did. Let's just, like, try and bring it back to life. So that's what I spent this year doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's mostly come back to life. We only have a few members, but...
Yeah, that's still something, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's remarkable that... And I haven't explained how you actually found me. Well, we knew each other before, and you knew that I had a podcast. And you decided... to find my podcast, find the episode that I said my email in, and email me through there. So,
yeah,
so we know that you're persistent, definitely, when you want to get something done.
Yes, when I want to do something, I definitely,
And that's a good thing, for sure.
Definitely. And then, let's see, so after that, I went through some more things, often dealing with a lot, because... Still, school can be a tough place, especially with it being such a small town.
Yeah, and with the entire town being, like, very hard-set religious.
And it's just a lot. Mm. Yeah, and there would just be a lot of times I'd still experience bullying. Even today, I still experience it a lot.
Yeah.
It's it can be a lot, but I've gotten more, like, not caring as much. I become more myself.
Yeah.
And now it's a lot better. Like, just last month in June, I went to the Pride Parade for Idaho Falls. I didn't even know they had that until this year.
I didn't know they had that. Yeah. Interesting.
I managed to convince my parents to let me go. They were skeptical at first, like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it can be a lot.
Yeah.
And I think for my present plans and future plans, I think I'm, like, just trying to meet more people, trying to help others, you know, come out of their shells. Because I know it was hard for me. So,
yeah.
Like, I bet it would be really hard for others to also do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so some of the plans I have, I don't know, for my senior project, I'm doing a website for, like, helping, like, people who may be struggling with suicidal thoughts too. Like,
yeah,
that's what my senior project's gonna be. So
that's really cool. That's
great. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm just, like, trying to, like, find other ways I can help people, because I don't want other people to have to experience what I've had to experience.
Yes. And that's, honestly, that's kind of one of the reasons why I started the podcast, was because I'm like, hey, I know for a fact I'm not the only one who is getting really annoyed with everything, or is just feeling like nobody really understands. And I know what that brought for me when I was younger and when I had depression.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that brought for me, and I'm like, I don't want other people to go through that. I'm going to tell them now, like, hey, these are some of the skills that I learned to deal with it. Here's some of the things that I learned that you just kind of have to accept. Here's some tips and tricks, more or less.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's really cool that you're doing something that will help spread that a bit more.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, there's a whole other side of it. Like, the whole part with being in a small town community, it can also be hard, like, finding people to date. Like, I see people going to dances and whatnot, and it can be pretty lonely, even now, yeah.
Yeah, that can be difficult, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, like, just a whole thing.
Yeah.
But overall, I'd say I've done pretty well managing it.
That's good, yeah. And you think things are looking up a little bit?
I think so, yeah.
Nice. Very nice, yeah. And do you have any major future plans on what you're going to continue doing?
I think maybe, like, more talks like this, or, like, just, I don't know, speeches of some sort. I feel like that would help me more, like, to verbalize and just put it out there. Because I know there are other people out there who could definitely use something like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, as I said, this is why I started a podcast, so that even if I only get 10 people to listen to this thing on a regular basis, then that's fine by me, as long as somebody is listening to the fact that I am trying to help people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And who knows, maybe someday I'll reach a much wider audience of even 1,000.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But I mean, like, just the little steps. Like, first off, I started off literally just, like, in speech class my sophomore year. That was the first time I thought about doing a podcast, because one of our assignments was to start a podcast. And one of my friends who was in that class, he said, hey, you have a really good podcast voice. Why don't you do it? And normally I would just say no, but I had been in a little bit of a rut at the time, and I was just kind of like, you know what? Why not? Let's just do it. And so then I did it, posted my first episode, and I was like, that's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. Yeah. And then I got comments on, like, the 5th episode, I think, was my first comment or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh, people actually care about this. Right. And so, and like, not only did it help me spread the word about stuff, but it also helped me realize, or well, it helped me come out of my shell a little bit. Mm-hmm. Helped me be more confident. 'Cause it's like, yeah, you're talking to potentially hundreds of thousands of people, but mm-hmm. in reality, then you can just narrow it down to just you're talking to a microphone, or to the person you're sitting in front of, or you can just say, well, this is what I'm saying, and I can edit it if something goes wrong. But yeah, that was very poorly worded in the message I was trying to send there, but you know.
Yeah, and actually, well, there's one more comment I'll make. It's just that, for those of you who aren't gay, but this is just for, like, people out there, we could really use support. This is just a thing. Like, there's a lot of us who struggle coming out, and we just don't feel acceptance, especially with, like, small-town schools like this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of bullying that goes on. So, even if you aren't gay, you can probably, like, help us just deal with that, or just at least be accepting and kind to people who are gay.
Yeah.
Or other things. So, like, you know.
Yeah, trying to be accepting through any differences.
Yeah.
Or through differences, generally. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm sure there are a whole bunch of people I don't know about at the school now that we've gotten, what, double capacity that we're supposed to have?
Yeah.
I'll definitely try to work on that myself, because it's something I don't usually think about, and I'm sure that I am a terrible person most of the time.
I doubt it. It's just that sometimes people don't think about it, so this can be a good way to spread the word so people can notice something. Like, maybe they just haven't even thought about it before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, something I've noticed around here, just with the people I know personally, like, especially my family, then they're like, what we usually view as reality, especially in stuff like this, where it's like, we don't really know anybody who came out as gay or anything.
Yeah.
You know? And so then the only thing we end up hearing is the news.
Oh, yeah, and like, that's a very bad source to get your information from. That's how we get stereotypes spreading.
I'm sure that's terrible, especially what the news is now saying or whatever. We've talked about on the channel acceptance before, and I mean, acceptance is it's a very important thing that needs to happen, especially if we want to move forward, because it's like, because what I've noticed is that, like, over the past 150 or 100 years, then people have been coming out more and more out of their shells, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd even say that started with the American Revolution. People were like, hey, I don't like the fact that Britain is making us pay for 100% of the war that they were planning on fighting.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And so then we rebelled, and we won. And then we realized, the worker is allowed to stand up for himself. And then during the Industrial Revolution, workers were being very suppressed and had terrible treatment. And then we say, you know, the workers feel differently, right?
Yeah,
And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that we're broadening what we can see, right?
And it's definitely an upward battle, because, like, every day it's like a struggle. You're like, some days you're just like, I'm going to power through. I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, even just, like, between you and me, at school, I'm a shy kid. I don't talk a whole lot to much of anybody. I just try to get from point A to point B, do the classes, point C to point D, you know. And that's what people at school see. And then what people are now starting to see from me is that, hey, he's actually kind of confident and he actually has ideas.
and that's like a good thing, you know, I think. Yeah. Like, just with people in general, like, when they can finally realize, oh, I'm comfortable with the way I am, and they can just, like, feel comfortable sharing that with people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's a very powerful thing.
It definitely is, yeah. And it makes everybody happier. If everybody is okay with the way they personally are, I've noticed that it's made a heck of a difference in my life, even.
Yeah.
Right? Like, starting a podcast, going to therapy for whatever reason, you know, then it's just like, hey, I had the introspection to realize I'm not doing okay, and that just came from me realizing this is who I am.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I notice that when I get angry, I start to shake, like, a whole lot. And then that helped me keep my temper down. So when I see myself shaking a whole bunch, either I'm super nervous, but if there's not a good reason to be nervous, I'm probably angry, and I need to start calming down.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And that's just, like, one of those things, like, that you can realize how you're feeling, and you can know what that means to you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people could learn a lot from that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I know lots of people who could definitely benefit from knowing themselves.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, then we'll close this off here. And there is nothing that you wanted to support or anything other than...
just love everyone.
Yes.
Acceptance for all.
Yes. Love everyone. Good acceptance. Yes. Let's stay on top of that, or try to keep on top of that, or even try to get on top of that.
Because
I'm not sure what people are doing with that yet. But anyway... I'm David Bolander. We are here with Crockett Nelson, and you guys are listening to Random Radio. Thank you for listening.